Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The much-feared Hurricane Patricia over Mexico has weakened significantly after coming ashore as the strongest storm ever in the Western Hemisphere. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 155 kilometers per hour and diminishing, making it a Category 2 hurricane, drastically down from the 325 kilometers per hour just before making landfall Friday as a powerful Category 5 storm. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said first reports confirm that the damage has been less than that corresponding to a hurricane of this magnitude. However, the president said the phenomenon is continuing in its course, and he urged people to remain in shelters. Considerable rainfall could produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. So far, there have been no reports of fatalities or serious injuries. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Jordan for a meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas Saturday as part of an effort to defuse tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. The talks come 2 days after Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin. Afterwards, Kerry said that meeting gave him a cautious measure of optimism that steps are available to ease tensions. In the past few weeks, at least 10 Israelis and about 50 Palestinians have been killed in the spiraling unrest. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced plans for a broad international meeting on Syria during the coming week, stepping up diplomatic efforts to reach a political settlement of the prolonged and bloody conflict there. Kerry spoke to reporters in Vienna late Friday after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has garnered Russia's support, but the U.S., Turkey, and Saudi Arabia support a leadership change. Following a joint meeting with top diplomats from Russia, Turkey, and Syria, Kerry said they will continue talks next Friday aimed at advancing the meaningful political process. The body of an American soldier who was killed while helping to save as many as 70 hostages held by Islamic State militants from near certain death is being returned to the U.S. Saturday. Defense Secretary Ash Carter will join Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler's family on his final journey home. Wheeler is the first American to die fighting in Iraq in almost 4 years. Pentagon officials say about 60 U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish commandos were involved in the Thursday morning raid on an Islamic State prison compound just hours before a mass execution was to take place. Carter says all the indications are it was Wheeler's actions and that of one of his teammates that protected those involved in breaching the compound and made the mission successful. At least one person is dead and dozens more wounded in Bangladesh after 3 bombs went off at the main Shiite Muslim shrine in the capital Dhaka as worshippers gathered to mark the festival of Ashura. An adolescent boy was reported to have died as the bombs exploded after attackers hurled them into a crowd of thousands of people gathered for a procession. Police have arrested at least 2 suspects and removed 2 bombs that are believed to have been thrown out but failed to detonate. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. An Iranian-American engineer has been sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for sending sensitive U.S. military documents to his native Iran. U.S. prosecutors say Mozaffar Kazazi, who had worked as an employee of U.S. defense contractors, stole and shared with Iran information on U.S. military jet engine programs over the span of several years. Kazai, a 61-year-old dual citizen, was arrested in January 2014. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
music. Today, the voice of America. VOA1.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in our time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned out. I've wasted my nights. You turned out the lights. Now I'm paralyzed, still stuck in that time when we called it love. But even the sun sets in paradise. I'm out of pain.
That's Maroon 5, Payphone, one of their greatest hits, appearing on the new Greatest Hits album that came out a couple of weeks ago. It's called Singles. I'm Larry London on VOA 1. The Weeknd has a song out right now, which is called I Can't Feel My Face. That song is featured on the Now 56 CD. If you want to win the Now 56 CD, listen to Border Crossings at 1500 Universal. We're giving them away starting at the end of October. And here's The Weeknd.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry. When I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh, I of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Cause I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
Just a summer thing, but you the summer thing. Hope you always remember, remember the summer, the summer. Summer flame, and I told my heart it was just a summer thing, but you made me fall in the winter bloom, in the spring from June to December was you and me, and I told my heart it was just a summer thing, it was just a summer thing.
I'm the kind of brother who've been doing it my way, getting my bed for years in my career. And every lover, in and out my life, I hear love and left the tears without a care.
Sex Ambassadors, their new track, Renegades. Just before that, Usher caught up. Usher celebrated his 37th birthday at the White House. Yes, he celebrated a happy birthday Saturday and was given a cupcake and serenaded by the First Family, President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. They sang happy birthday to Usher. I'm Larry London, VOA 1. Coming up, we've got Demi Lovato and Really Don't Care.
You should.
knocked out of heaven. I'm Larry London here on VOA1. Up next, One Direction, who spoke with Billboard magazine about the release date, November 13th, for their album, which is the same date Justin Bieber's new album comes out. The guys say there's no concern over sharing the release date. Their new album is called Made in the AM. Harry said, "It's not a win or lose thing. We just hope our fans like the new CD. And if they do, then it's a victory." Here's One Direction, "Drag Me Down."
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul. And baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only reason. If I didn't have you, there would be nothing left. Ever behind me, all these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
Stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
Your invitation.
eyebrows hanging? I have moments on VOA 1 The Hits. I'm Larry London. Check out my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Let's check out AWOL Nation with Sail.
I'm gonna swim. comes the shame, here comes the shame.
Biggest hits from the album A Thousand Forms of Fear, that Chandelier. She's got a brand new album coming out. This is Acting. And the new album features her new song, Alive, which was just released. The song Alive, she actually wrote, she says, for Adele, but Adele turned it down for her new album. So Sia liked it so much, she said, I'm recording it for my own new album then. Up next, DJ Snake and Aluna George, and You Know You Like It on VOA 1.
Some people want me to be heads or tails. I say no way, try again another day. I should be happy, not tipping the scales. I just won't play, letting my life get away. I know for now, I'm not a follower. I don't say things as they can if they bring me down. Life can be cruel if you're a dreamer. I just wanna have some fun. Don't tell me what could be done. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but you're scared of the shame. What you want? What you gonna do? You know you like it, but it drives you insane. Only because you know that you wanna feel the same. If you want to train me like an animal, better keep your eye on my every move. There's no need to be so damn cruel. Baby, you've got nothing to prove. I know for now, I'm not a follower. I don't take things as they can if they bring me down. Life can be cruel if you're a dreamer. I just wanna have some fun. Don't tell me what could be done. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but you're scared of the shame. What you want, what you gonna do? You know you like it, but it drives you insane. Only because you know that you wanna feel the same. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. What you want, what you gonna do? Stop.
Harmony Sledgehammer. They're working on a new album. It'll be their sophomore album, which is being produced by Max Martin. Ray McDonald's in next. I'm Larry London. I'll see you tomorrow. Here's The Fray on VOA 1.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed.
Telling you stop by every once in a while. I find myself just filling my time with anything to keep the thought of you from my mind. I'm doing fine, and I'm planning to keep it that way. You can call me if you find that you have something to say, and I'll tell you, I want you to know it's a little that I'm stuck here waiting. At times debating, telling you that I've had it with